Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you so much, Isaiah. It's just, as always, a pleasure to have you introduce me to my show. And just another wonderful way to enjoy this life of being a home, having a home-based business, giving me more time with family and with my grandson. I want to welcome everyone to the show. This is our last show for the year, 2010, and I want to especially thank that 25,115 listeners who have been supporting the show, Home-Based Business 101, and the Jasari's Love Show, which is a part of that. Also want to ask everyone at this time to go ahead and tweet and Facebook people, let them know that we are on the air, and we are going to do our closeout show for the year. And we're, again, very, very, very excited about that. My name is Jasari's Love, and I just look forward to sharing with you my experiences closing out 2010 and going into 2011, out with the old and in with the new. And I'll also be having my guest, Ruth Bradford, on today, and also one of the people who are listening, other people who are listening too, that if you have any questions or statements, you can always be able to click on star one. And I will definitely identify you and those people in the chat room. Thank you for being in the chat room. We are only a few hours away from closing out 2010 and entering a new year, 2011. Wow. I am so excited about how 2010 is ending and even more excited about what 2011 will bring. However, we all know that nothing is promised. So I say this with much respect to my Creator, that I will have a blessed 2011, and so will you. With that said, realize that you can go into 2011 with the old, tired baggage of 2010, or you can bring with you the best of 2010 and be ready to learn and use new ideas and techniques for your business in 2011. My guest, Ms. Ruth Bradford, and I are brimming with hope of using the best of what we learned in 2010 and trying out some new ideas for 2011 to take our home-based businesses to higher levels. Today, we both will share a few tips from 2010, and then we will share some of our new ideas to push all of our businesses forward for 2011. We can't wait, and we feel like you're probably feeling the same way. This is the last day, and for some people, everything has closed out for today. It ended a couple of days ago. But actually, I actually had a new prospect even today, right before talking to my friend Ruth. I got a call from someone who I've been talking to for a while, and it just goes to show you that there's always a possibility of someone coming on board in the, as we always say, the last hour or the closing hour. So it's really, really good to be able to see that, you know, you just have to keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing in the business that you have. And I can quite honestly tell you that is one of the things, I've known it for a while in both of my home-based businesses, the Movements Unlimited Dance and Theater, as well as in my network marketing business. But, you know, just having those experiences gives you another testimony, and it kind of reinforces what you know will happen. But you need to have that success or that experience every couple of months or every week or so just to remind yourself, okay, hey, you know, the work I did 3 months ago, it is paying off. And that's very, very important. The work that I did maybe a year ago, wow, it is paying off. I have to be consistent. I have to keep going. I can't stop doing those things that will work. And that's one of the things that I just want people to remember. You may feel like, oh, goodness, I keep making phone calls and I'm not getting anywhere. That's not true. You will get somewhere. You just keep making those phone calls. You may have to tweet a couple little things. You may have to make a few changes in those phone calls. You may have to sit back and think about what did you say, what message did you leave, or what conversation did you have with that person. But don't give up. And one of the sayings we have in my business is that if you're falling, you're going to fall forward. If you think that you're failing, you could fail forward. But it's not really failing. It's just experiences that you're going to be having. So enjoy those experiences and let them take you forward. And just jot down what you said and what you did. Actually, I type up what I want to say. I pre-plan the type of things that I want to say to people. And those of us in network marketing, we know that there are scripts and things that help us. Everybody has a script. You're not going to be a singer without having a script, words to your song. How are you going to sing a song without having the words? You have to get the words first, and you practice it over and over and over again until you get better. And it's the same thing with a lot of things in life. If you're in theater, you have to give the person the script. Even if I'm going to ad-lib something, eventually I like to have a script so that if I'm going to ad-lib it, I might want to make sure that the next time if I want to do that again, I can do it the way that I did it the first time. So, you know, those little things, they do make a difference. The best of 2010, one of the things I can say for you, for myself, was stay involved. Get out, get about, and meet people. That's one of the things I have to encourage you. Don't be afraid to meet people. Don't be afraid to go to events where you're going to be meeting new people. And don't forget that the mere fact that you're attending the event, especially a participant or as a vendor or at a community meeting, you automatically now become a part of the warm market. These people are now, they're getting acquainted with you. And it may take you doing that every month or however often they have that event or go from one event to the next. Eventually, they're going to keep seeing your face and hearing your name, seeing your face and hearing your name. They're going to be like, I know who you are. Oh, let me introduce you to so-and-so and so-and-so. Because they see that you're a consistent person, that you're serious in what you're doing. And before you know it, you now know another 100, if not maybe 1,000 new people. Because you were consistent and you continue to participate in the different things that you were participating in. I want to get ready to bring my guest on the line in a few seconds, Ruth Bradford. Just been having a great time doing different things with her. She's my friend out of Texas, and it's just been exciting, you know, meeting someone through the internet, actually. And this thing called the internet is just awesome. And she introduced me to other people, like Jennifer and her sister, Ida. Ruth has a sister named Ida. And it is just so, and I met Ruth's husband. So, this is awesome because, see, what happens with this is their family members and friends may have all types of things that they want to do. Some of them may be writers. I mean, the sky is the limit in the kind of people that you're going to meet. And what they are already doing, and what we may be encouraging each other to do. So, without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring Ruth on, and I'm just going to ask Ruth to share, you know, if there's something in 2010 that she wanted to reflect on, and then kind of give her the free will to just go right ahead and talk about a couple of things that she just really would like to share with you. So, just give me a second to bring her on. Hello, Ruth. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you? Jumbo.
See Jumbo. Thank you. See Jumbo. Ruth, yes. And I have been talking quite a bit. Wow, Ruth, how long has it been now since we've been kind of meeting during the day, during the week?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we started daily talking with each other about 6 months ago on a daily, but we had been when I first found your show, Home-Based Business 101, about 3 years ago now, I was an avid listener and got to know Baba Jahi, your husband, and then he introduced me to you. So I was working, you were working. We never had the time really to come together, but this year, 2010 was our time. I retired from my job last year at the post office, and then you had retired from your job as well. So we having more time during the day. We just started calling up each other, and a great friendship has evolved. I want to say it's been one of the highlights of my year, having more time, free time, just to get to know you and introduce you to people in my life and learn more about you and build that relationship.
Thank you.
Seeing our relationship just progress from acquaintances to good friends.
Thank you. Thank you. The feeling is quite mutual. I have to make sure you get to meet some of the people that are in my life also, especially my grandson, Isaiah.
Oh, yeah. Isaiah is a big motivator for me. I shared a story with you, and I'll share it with you all later, but he is an awesome young man. I feel like I've already met him. every time he comes on and does the introduction. He is just dynamic.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So what are some of the things in 2010 that you wanted to share, or just whatever you want to share? I'm not going to limit you to anything in particular. Just go right ahead, Ruth, and put it together the way you want to do it.
Well, listen to and reflecting back on just our journey together, 2010 has started out with me where I am right now, making a plan for the year. My husband and I, in our network marketing company, Vitamark, we made a plan to go on a leadership trip. We made a plan to attend every event. We sat down and we wrote out our goals of what we wanted to accomplish this year. And we did just that and more. That's the part that I like, and more. Because when you do accomplish your goals, you have to go then and set another goal, a higher goal, and a different goal, because that's what that's done. So the highlights of our year, wow, I could probably start in January when we first had a Vitamark International regional event here, and we were able to host that event, and that was phenomenal. Thank you so much, Homebase Business 101, for helping me step out and become and blossom into a better leader. Because along with doing that, we had to, we had to be front and center. And having been and starting just a little baby step, so calling in on your show, and Baba Jahi asking me, "Well, Ruth, do you have anything to say?" Oh, yeah, I do have something to say, you know. Just started taking that plunge of getting over the fear of you know, performing in public. That was the first thing that we accomplished. February brought about change. We were preparing then to go on our first cruise. So, we went to a 7-day cruise, and that was, as I said, that was our first cruise. It was with our team. We went to the Caribbean. We went to Grand Cayman Islands, Roatan, Belize. We went to several ports, just getting off of land and getting on a boat for the first time was amazing. It was an experience that, you know, again, had to work through the fear, you know, of not ever having cruised before. But once we got on that boat, oh, wow. There was no turning back. I just waved goodbye to Tampa, Florida. That's where we set sail out of. And waved goodbye to Jennifer Buchanan, who took us to the port, and we had a ball. So one thing I want to say is that make your plans, follow through, and the rewards are great. So how far do you want me to go, the whole year?
Well, I just want to piggyback on a couple of things that you said. Listening audience, as you heard Ruth Bradford say, baby steps. That's one of the things that she said. She took baby steps. Listening to the show gave her some inspiration and turned some things around for her. And then that challenge, she challenged herself. And once she completed a goal, her and her husband, the next thing, the no-brainer for her was, okay, now I got to set a new goal. Mm-hmm. And that it was her first time being on a cruise. For a lot of us, you know, sometimes we're saying, well, you don't want people to know it's our first time to do things, but it's important for people to know sometimes when it's your first time to experience these different things. I've actually not been on a big cruise myself, so that's something that I'm looking forward to. That is one of my goals. I'm actually in the travel business, so I'm looking forward to. I do a lot of trips traveling across the country, but I want to take a cruise. And so, that's already been set up as one of my goals for 2011. So she's inspiring me to go ahead and do that. And just letting people know that there's a ton of businesses out here. Just pick one and stick to it. You know, really, lean your shoulder in, right, Ruth? Lean your shoulder in.
Exactly. You know, there's an old saying, choose your horse and ride. You can only ride one horse at a time. So choose your horse and ride it, you know, because that's it. You know, when we started out in network marketing, or as with our, that is our home-based business of choice. There are many ways people can start a business. My daughter has a business where she designs and makes her own earrings. Another one of my nieces, you know, she's one of my friends, she has quilts. But we chose network marketing as our vehicle to take us where we want to go and to, you know, fulfill our dreams. My dream was always to be retired at home with my husband. He's he was retired from the Army, and when I married him 14 years ago, I had to get up and go to I had to go to work the next day. You know, we married on a weekday night, weekday evening, at my father's house, and the next morning we didn't have a honeymoon. So that we didn't get a chance to go away for a week or whatever. We went right into you know, homemaking and building our family and blending our family together, and so we delayed that. So my goal was to, number one, stop working for the post office, go ahead and work toward retirement. Thank God someone introduced me to network marketing. And, you know, Cynthia, they say that it's been said in network marketing that this time of year, the holidays, is the slow time of year for people to recruit or approach people. But I joined Vitamark on December 23rd, 2005. And this morning before the call, you just told me that someone calls you and joined your business.
Yeah.
Bamzoo. So that debunks the myth, right, that you can't recruit people in over the holidays. You should be working. You should always be caring enough. You know, there's a acronym, ABC, always be closing. I changed that to always be caring. Always be caring enough to tell someone about your business. You know, to introduce someone to your opportunity, introduce someone to your services. You know, your services are saving money through shopping, you know, through your shop, your website. When you shop with you all, you save money. So who doesn't want more money?
That's right. I agree with you 100%. I love that part. ABC, always be caring.
Yeah,
that is so true.
I had to do those kind of things. Those are the kind of little tricks that I had to do, or little tweaks. You said earlier about tweaking it. Those are the little tweaks I had to do to make it feel right for me, because I'm not a salesperson per se. Even though I worked for the post office as a window clerk and I sold every day, you know, Cynthia, I realized that every customer that walked up to that counter, I already had what they wanted. And then in my business with Vitamark, it's a health and nutritional company, I had to go approach people. So that's why I said I had to tell myself, look, there's no one's going to come to you now, okay? You've got to go to them. So I said I always want to be caring enough to share what I have. And I shared first with my warm market, my family, my friends, my coworkers. I was working at the time, so I had a built-in warm market. And we all have that. Just care enough to share. And you can go far in this business, but that's just one of the main tips I want to give y'all today. But going on with some of the other high points for us in 2010 was the number one achievement in our company was the leadership trip that Vitamark awards all of its top leaders once a year. You know, the top performers or producers or top team, I'll say the top partners that have built a team, gets to go on a free all-expense-paid trip. So that trip for us was in July. So from March to July, we were working hard, you know, bringing people on board, approaching people, showing them what the benefits of being in their own home business are. And by us doing that and building the team, working with them, we were able to go to Russia, Stockholm, Sweden, Visby, Sweden, Latvia. We went to Gdansk, Poland. We went on a 10-day trip to the Baltic Sea, and that was another cruise. So remember I told you I was afraid to go on that first cruise?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I felt like I was a duck in water. I was good to go. So we went with other leaders from our company and our company president and his wife, and we had a ball. Now, that to me, Cynthia, I had envisioned myself being there. My husband, at one point, I wanted to quit because I said, this is just too hard. He said, you're not quitting. You're not a quitter. And he was right. We were able to rally ourselves first and then, you know, make it happen. And that's what you have to do. You have to just stick, make your goal, stick to it, and make it happen. No one will do it for you in this business. You have to do it for yourself. My upline is not responsible for my success. My downline is not responsible for my success. My sideline is not responsible. I am responsible for my success. So that's what we did. We teamed up together, and we just, you know, we put our head down, and we didn't look back. And that's what we plan to do again in 2011. We're sitting down now, you know, creating our goals and our plans. And when we ring in the new year tomorrow, we'll start fresh on a new book, a new page.
That is fantastic. I definitely appreciate that, Ruth. I have some people that are in the chat room, and unfortunately, I do not know. I'm still learning how to work all these things. They have the light bulb with a question on it, but my husband left out the room. I don't know if that means that they have a question, what that exactly means. So I'll check on that in a second. I don't have much time left. I only have down to 8 minutes. I want to take a minute for the switch, just to, again, let people know that we are on. This is Home Based Fitness 101, and we just want to, again, thank all of our listening audience that's out there. We appreciate you, and we have Ruth Bradford on. And Ruth, let's see, I think if we want to, well, we're going to be bringing it to a close in a few seconds, but I just want everybody to know that if you are in the chat room, just want to thank you for listening in. Okay. I just want to thank you for listening in to the show. Ruth, that was very inspiring, the trip. I want people to know, you know, you work your regular job. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get a trip. Okay, I've known very few jobs where they get, you know, those all-expense-paid trips and things of that nature. But you're going to work hard on your job. You're going to work hard if you, you know, if you're a conscientious type person. And we do know that most of us start off with a job. I mean, that's going to be your bread and butter for a while. So that's okay. But you know, we have to realize in this day and age, with the economy being the way it is, that's what this whole thing is about, having a plan B. And if for some of us, the plan B can lead you to financial independence. Would you agree with that, Ruth?
I definitely agree. You know, there's another place where I had to tweak an old saying that when I first came into network marketing about 10 years ago, people were saying J-O-B meant just over broke. Well, guess what? I wasn't just over broke working for the post office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing
right.
Okay. So that didn't apply to me. So I changed.
Say that again. You were doing. Say that again, Ruth. You were doing okay.
J-O-B. They say that means just over broke. I was doing okay working for the post office. We were not just over broke. So that didn't apply to me. That didn't feel right for me to say that, go to people and say, if you have a job, a J-O-B, you're just over broke. You know, first of all,
exactly.
Being over broke, it's not about money. Life is not about money. Life is about relationships. For me, having a family and friends, I felt like I was wealthy. But again, we were also considered, quote-unquote, middle class. So we were doing okay. But to
right.
me, I had to change that J-O-B around to say, just for me, it means joy of being.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to me, and you can put anything at the end of that. But so every day I would get up, go to my postal job, and I would say, I have joy on my job, you know. I have joy of being able to have this job. I have joy of being able to have freedom once I quit that job to work from home with my husband, to be able to, when my daughters call, the grandkids are sick, they know that they can call mama now and say, can we bring, you know, Jaden and Cameron over? That right there is just, it means more to me than all of the compensation that Vitamark gives us, to be able to be there for my family, to be my brother. Yesterday we got a call. He's in the hospital now. Guess what? I did not have to go ask my job if I can take off to go see about my brother like I did when I had, when my sister got when I got the phone call one day with my sister. I was working the window, got a phone call from my sister Teresa. She said, "Ruth, I have cancer. Can you come?" I had to go to my boss and ask him, "Can I leave?" That right there stuck with my mind. That was, you know, they say your why should make you cry.
Yeah.
That right there, from that day on, Cynthia, I made it my point that I would get out of the post office to be there for my family. And thank God we've been able to accomplish that because, you know, you can't pay my, you know, being there is priceless. I'll put it like that.
Right. I understand. And that's, I agree with that because with my dance business, Movements Limited Performing Arts Company, I feel like in life that, you know, you always will need to have a doctor or a nurse. Somebody's going to have to be all these different things. So being able to do my network marketing is, for me, well, for me it would be financial independence, but also money that can help me with my other passion, which is working with children. I needed that. I needed, I didn't want to be grant dependent. And a lot of times you become grant dependent trying to do the arts or trying to raise enough money to do a performance or making sure your children have really nice costumes. I'm not talking about anything flamboyant, just pair of leotards and tights so they don't have runs in their tights, things of that nature. The things that we need to work with cost money in the arts. And so having a home-based business gave me that, and it gave me some time freedom. But, of course, most of the people that I'm interacting with, they are working some type of a job to be able to get them, just to get through life, you know. And some people do love, I've met people who do love their job, they enjoy their job, but they just want to have something else to give them that extra cushion or, of course, if you're going to send children to college and things of that nature, or being in dance and theater, sending someone to the Alvin Alley Dance Company to take a summer camp. Those camps are not cheap. If you want to get that intensive learning from the masters of dance, then that's where having the extra money can really, really, really be a blessing. And then the other thing for me with the network marketing is showing people that there's so many more different ways to earn a living, that you can either be in business for yourself, you can be self-employed, make a job for yourself. You can also you can work a regular job. It depends on where you get your satisfaction from. And you also have the opportunity of doing your home-based business, whether it's network marketing or whatever it is. My husband has given us a few more minutes. If you'd like to stay on, we have an extra 16 minutes to if people want to stay on the line, we would like to welcome you to stay on there.
Cynthia, let me thank you, Baba Jahi, for the extra time. He said, "Ruth, I keep thinking about when he first when I first came on y'all show, I was afraid to speak up. Now y'all have to shut me up, okay?" But let me go further into some highlights of our year in network marketing for 2010. One of the other events I attended, and you know, that's one tip I want to give everybody. If there is a regional event, a national event, or a conference call, a webinar, or just a if you just have a chance in your day to pick up the phone and call somebody in your business or you want to be in business with, do that. Go to the events. Create your own events. Those are events is where decisions are made. And, you know, and not only that, but when you go to the events, commit to take someone with you. That's one of the things that I got out of our leadership trip. To me, that was an event. And thank God that our company pays for the spouse to come with you because I wanted my husband there with me. I had so much joy out of watching my husband and my other teammates in Vitamark just discover St. Petersburg, Russia. You know, we went to the Hermitage Museum. We got to see treasures from everywhere. And, you know, Russia, the only thing I remembered about Russia was being a baby boomer, and I'm sure you all did too. In elementary, we used to have drills where we would duck up under the chairs in our classroom. You know, we had fallout bomb drills. And mm-hmm. I remember that time period. Thank God our kids don't have to go through all that now. But, you know, now to go over there and see the Russians living free, how capitalism is, they're enjoying a democratic society now, that was amazing. But after the leadership trip that was in July, we came back home, and our next event was our company convention, which was in September. And then the next, we attended that. And I call that my family reunion because, you know, you get to see so many people that you talk to, just like you and I. We talk on the phone, but that's my 1 year to get in person-to-person, face-to-face with them. Then I attended another event in November called the Network Marketing Mastermind event. That is where we met all different network marketers from all across the globe. They came to Houston, and we had a 4 days training from network marketers. There was Donna Johnson of Arbonne, Donna Imson of QNET, Randy Gage, Richard Bliss Brooks, Jordan Adler, all these people, and the amazing Tom Schreider. And this event is put on by Art Jonak once a year. If you want to attend the 2011 event, please contact me, and I will tell you how you can get a discounted early bird ticket. I would love to see everyone on this call at that event next year. It will be phenomenal. But the things that we learned there, we'll be talking about in 2011. Cynthia and I will be doing a show together and just like a little mastermind weekly show to just share our tips and our learnings with you all. I hope I'm not getting ahead here, Cynthia. But
You're fine.
So excited about what all the things that we did in 2011 and all the things that network marketing is and home-based business one-on-one is allowing me to do for 2000. Well, all the things I did in 2010 and what I will be doing in 2011 with you all.
Okay, definitely. And you all can hear the excitement in Ruth's voice from the events that she has experienced. And life is all about experiences. For those people who are kind of on the borderline, you don't know for sure if you want to do network marketing, you don't know what it's about, it gives you an opportunity to be who you are. You set your own hours, your own time, and the rewards are great. As she just got to mentioning, the pay is great. You have trips. You convene with people all over the world who are also the leaders in their field, as well as the opportunity to just learn how people are connecting and that people from around the world, they want these services and products. So you don't think that, oh, no one wants what it is that I have. There is someone somewhere that wants what it is that you have. They just don't know that you have it until you show up and say that you have it or give them a business card or attend an event. And as Ruth was saying, the events themselves are very exciting. It's really good for those of you who have spouses. If your spouse is able to go to the event, it's really, really good to be able to do that, to be able to have them come along and participate and really get a better view and a better vision of what it is that you're doing. I definitely want to thank you, Ruth, for becoming a business partner of Home-Based Business 101 with our upgrade on Blog Talk Radio and becoming a and helping us to become a premium program. And that's just another thing I want people to know. Just from communicating, those are some of the perks also. You know, you'll find yourself picking up business partners from different places around the world. That's the blessing of the internet and the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
So we do enjoy those different things. While we're on the call, I just want to give you a minute. If you want to give people some information as to how they can contact you, you can go ahead and do that. We're down to 10 minutes, so I do have a couple more things to do. Go right ahead.
Okay, you can contact me by my email, ruthmbradford@gmail.com. That's Ruth M for Marks. That's my maiden name, bradford@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in my name, Ruth Bradford, or you can call me at 214-597-5262. And again, that's 214-597-5262. But I must tell you, the best way to contact me is through Facebook. You know, Cynthia, 500 million people log into Facebook every day, and I am one of them. And it's just become a great place to meet people and stay connected with family, friends, and just connect with me. I'm also on Twitter, Ruth Bradford. So anyway, just Google Ruth Bradford, you'll find me.
You all heard it. That's Ruth Bradford. You can stay on the line, Ruth. I'm not going to meet you out or anything.
Okay.
But this is the beauty of working together. Look, folks, it's going closing out 2010. I'm just elated. So is Ruth. So is Jennifer and her and Ruth's sister. We've had just this week alone having Ruth's sister be able to share with her with us. The things that she's doing, and I hope in the future to be able that Ruth will be able to bring her on the show. That is going to be exciting. And just to let you know, in the future Ruth will be bringing on some of her some guests of her own. So I'll be meeting even more new people. So it is exciting, and we have to, in order for us to learn and to grow, we have to communicate. That is so exciting. One of the things we're going to be taking up with ZamZoo, we have a gentleman called Chris Coakley. And I'll send you some information on him. And he's called the Dean of ZamZoo University. And all of us in the businesses that we're in, it's just like in dance and theater. You have to take classes. You have to, in our case, sit on the internet. I think Ruth does the same thing. We sit at the, we go to the computer and we just take our classes. A lot of the stuff is free. Am I right, Ruth?
That's it.
A lot
yes.
of the stuff is free. And we learn to improve our business. And then we critique each other. I can be on the phone. If I'm reading out an email or a phone number, you know, sometimes, you know, someone may critique me or help me to pronounce things a lot better. Because when you're discussing things over the phone, you want to make sure with those emails that you have them right and things of that nature. So we're all always growing. No one is feeling like they're perfect, and that's why, as Ruth was saying, she goes to the events. I go to the events. My husband goes to the event. I'm excited. I have new team members, and Ruth, I'm going to tell you, they do go to the events. What I can see, Jennifer's going to the events. And people, I'm going to tell you, you may start off thinking, oh, I got to go to a meeting. Oh, I got to get on this conference call. Oh, I got to go. Let me tell you, when you go with the right attitude, you get back exactly what you're supposed to get back. You get back just fun and positiveness if you're open-minded. Then if you go closed-minded or if you go with a negative attitude, then that's what you're going to get. But trust me, if you go in and you just let yourself go in with your pad and your pen, you know, we started the year off with the pad and the pen, you are going to allow yourself to let your whole life change for the better. Because, again, as we've just got through saying, you get a chance to meet people from all over the world. You may get a chance to travel. Your company may sponsor you. There's so much opportunity out here. I have not been to Russia. I can't wait to go.
You know,
see,
what,
it's all those different things. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that because you get to write your own ticket in network marketing. You get to design your own life. You know, each day we wake up, our life, our day is a blank canvas. So what do you want your picture to be? You have everything inside of you to design your life as Traversia and I have. You sure, there are going to be stumbling blocks and pitfalls and some mountains you got to climb along the way, but all of this is a process. That's the beauty of the journey. You don't make it alone. I'm so glad that I found you all on my journey, and I'm and people always say, well, they're in different companies. Yes, we are. But guess what? We're all in network marketing together. And it's time now for network marketers starting last year, really, at the mastermind event. let's work cooperatively together, because I'm trying to, starting tomorrow, so many baby boomers, I don't know the figure, I don't want to state a wrong figure, but go and just see, go Google it, and see how many baby boomers are going to be turning 65 every day starting tomorrow, January 1st. And I'm a baby boomer. I'm retired now. Had I not gone into network marketing, we would not be living in comfort. We would be living in distress and you know, which goes to dis-ease. So do yourself a favor. Grow yourself this year. That's the other thing. And the last point I want to leave you with, Cynthia, is growing yourself. When you grow yourself, you're able to help others grow. But you can't give to others what you haven't given to yourself.
Okay. I want to thank you so much. I'm down to my last 4 minutes, and I'm going to want to have to close out because I got to get allow the man to say his information at the end. So thank you so much. This has been the Jasari's Love Show with Ruth Bradford from Vitamart and Jasari's Love from Zamzu. Both of us home-based businesses. We love it. We're in network marketing. We look forward to you all for 2011. Right, Ruth?
Yes.
2011.
Yes,
and
it's our time.
It's
Isn't that
our
just...
time.
What a segue, huh?
It's our time. I'm going to put it on. I don't think I'm going to make the end of it, but here goes. Thank you so much. And thank you to the artist who put this piece of music together. It's my time. Have a great year, everyone.
No. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
One time you ain't never done before, but there's a way.
I'm still there. Is Ruth there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'll get me hung up. Okay, I'll call you on the line. I'll call you on the line.